Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the new Republican leader of the Nevada Assembly, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Assemblyman Pat Hickey of Reno, a Republican. He's a businessman. If you ever need your house painted, call Pat Hickey.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano and Alisa Cafferata. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Pat Hickey. He is the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. Congratulations on your new position.
My, oh my, or condolences.
Now, you were in the Assembly previously, and now you're back in, but you only served one term. Are you surprised to find yourself in leadership now?
Well, I guess I've thought about that. It may be the result to some degree of term limits and the fact that someone comes back as a freshman or kind of a sophomore and has more experience than maybe half the members of his caucus or the body. So I guess that's a phenomenon we're going to see more and more of, and that is people that end up in leadership that haven't been there for 40 years.
You have an interesting career path. You were back in broadcasting in a day, and now you own a painting company, so you have real-world experience in being in business. How do you view the leadership position? Because some previous leaders have been taken to task by people like Chuck Muth for not being as aggressive as they could be, even though they're in the minority, not taking such a hardline stand as people like Chuck might have wanted them to be.
Well, you know, the position of being in the minority or even in the majority, should we ever get there, is to marshal the folks in your caucus around issues that matter. I think that, you know, this time around, while we don't fully expect to be in the majority, the folks in the Senate side do, and we do expect to increase our numbers. So I see this next session as being an interesting one. I think we we won't be in the driver's seat, but we're going to be in the front seat controlling the GPS, with respect to the numbers we'll have.
Okay, but going back to my original question, yeah. Do you intend to be aggressively in opposition, or do you intend to try and work with the other side?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, there's three stools or three pegs to the stool. You've got the governor. If Republicans take the Senate, then we're in a pretty strong position. We're not just a loyal opposition, but I think we'll be an active partner with what's going on in the Senate side and also with the governor's agenda that we hope to have an impact upon, you know, given your question about being stronger. We hope to inspire the governor with certain things that our Republican base and the public cares about.
Pat, you know, it looks like Marcus Conklin would be the Speaker of the Assembly, or maybe an outside chance that Debbie Smith and Sparks could be the Speaker. Who do you think your caucus would better get along with and do better working with getting legislation passed, either Conklin or Debbie Smith?
Well, to represent my caucus, I think it would be Marilyn Kirkpatrick. And I don't mean that
oh,
as
really?
a cheeky answer, but she gets along very well with the Republicans. I don't know if she intends to make a run for it when we get past November, mm-hmm. Many Republicans in my caucus would be happy to see her as a speaker, and who knows, if they had a divided caucus, maybe we'd play a role in determining that.
Well, you get votes on who the speaker is, correct?
We do.
So do you think that there'll be enough Republican votes if the Democratic votes are split between Conklin and Debbie Smith? Do you think enough Republicans would vote for Kirkpatrick to make her the Speaker?
That's a possible scenario, but it also might happen that Debbie Smith or Marcus might have to come to us, and maybe there's something in exchange for that, if we're not in the majority, that would help with agenda items that we're passionate about.
So you're going to take an active role, it sounds like, in selecting the next speaker, even though it's probably going to be a Democrat?
Well, you know, I can't say that we are. I mean, that's first and foremost the majority party's decision. But if they have a divided caucus, as some think they might, mm-hmm. who knows, then if we are able to play a role and we see some advantage policy-wise and politically to doing that, of course we would.
What do you think about the sales tax numbers that just came out?
Well, I think it's encouraging, obviously, and probably the governor does as well. For those pro-business Republicans like myself, we'd be a lot more comfortable if we don't have to look at the prospect of raising taxes on the heels of the worst recession ever. So if the Economic Forum tells us that, in fact, we have more money than we thought we were going to have, then that's a good starting point for the next session.
So do you have a position where you might be willing, under the proper circumstances, if taxes were needed to be raised, that you would be in support of that?
Well, you know, we took the position last time that we were willing to negotiate if there was enough movement on significant reforms, and a lot of those are going to come back up maybe with other issues on a Republican list this time. We ended up compromising along with the governor because we thought it was in the best interest of the state to find a way out of a kind of roadblock or a gridlock that could have resulted in special sessions. But the governor said he would look at restructuring the tax system. I know we may have some initiatives that are going to, right, who knows if they'll pass. I suspect they will because of the signature gathering capacities of the unions and others.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Hickey. He is the Republican leader of the Nevada Assembly, and as I said, a businessman as well. You were talking about things that you might want to go after to have some sort of compromise in terms of taxes. I'm presuming that pretty much at the top of the list would be construction defects.
Well, that's certainly one of the areas, and that's really about tort or lawsuit reform. I mean, it is rather unfortunate that in the construction world that people who would, like Norm DeAnda and others, who would gladly go back and fix things but can't because it gets so overly litigated. And
he's the head of Q&D.
He's the head of Q&D. I mean, for example, there are comparable folks down south that have had the same experiences where lawyers have just taken folks to the bank and impacted an industry. Now that's probably not the biggest issue. I think you're going to continue to see an attempt to reform collective bargaining as it impacts obviously state governments, our local governments, county and city, as well as school districts. They would like more flexibility with some of the evergreen binding arbitration clauses in contracts. I think prevailing wage is something we're going to continue to talk about in small ways. We're not trying to dismantle it. I certainly am not an anti-union person, but if we could save money on prevailing wage contracts when counties like Warsaw and Clark have so little money for school refurbishment, if we could reduce, even for a couple of years, the cost of prevailing wage on school projects, we'd save 20 or 30 cents on the dollar, which means we could do a lot more repairs or even build more schools when the time comes again.
You know, Pat, as we all know, we see these increment improvements in the Nevada economy. I'm talking taxable sales, gaming win, other indicators. It seems like this would be a thing that Republicans in the state could herald. Hey, look, we're getting better. I mean, Governor Sandoval has said that consistently. But the thing is, President Obama also says that. So who's gonna benefit if Nevada's economy keeps on the upswing for the 2012 election? Is it going to be Obama, or is it going to be you guys and the Republicans?
Well, you know, that's so hard to look that far ahead, and God knows we've got another 10 or 12 months of campaigning. Well, not quite that long. But, I mean, one of the messages that I think businesses in Nevada want to hear is about getting regulations reduced, streamlining licensing and permitting for two of our biggest industries that are growth industries, the geothermal and also the mining industry. I mean, that's certainly something that President Obama's administration, as evidenced by the Keystone Pipeline in New Jersey, they're overly concerned about regulating business, and I think a Romney or another Republican agenda would be more pleasing to most Nevada businesses.
It seems to me this regulation and issues with the federal government, a lot of it has to do with the Bureau of Land Management and other federal agencies in rural Nevada, because there are so many issues about access, grazing, and also economic development in rural Nevada, because if the sage grouse wins out, a lot of that land is going to be off limits for economic development.
But that is problematic, and it's a huge challenge for us out there. But again, an EPA or headed an EPA or the Bureau of Land Management by an administration that simply set a new tone to say we want to back off on some of these kinds of things, mm-hmm. then I think we'd see a relaxation where we can find the balance. I mean, Nevada miners as well as ranchers have made the argument for years, and I think they're right, that they're the best stewards of the land. Nobody wants to see anything destroyed, but we want to find the balance. I think we got that in the TRPA, for example, at Tahoe, where now you see things like the resort at the old Biltmore going forward, because California and others have recognized there has to be a balance between the ecological concerns and the economic development that we all need.
This Keystone Pipeline, I think the fact that we're putting off a decision on that until after the election is disgusting. The number of jobs that will be created by that is just phenomenal at a time when we need those jobs and we need the oil.
I really don't understand it politically.
I understand it politically. Environmentalists don't want it to go forward.
Yeah, but the environmentalists are going to vote for President Obama anyway. He's managed to tick off the unions and people that generate jobs from pipelines like that, and we, the receivers of the Canadian oil. I just don't understand why he didn't do that. And obviously, if there was a Republican, I think we'd have a whole different tone.
You know, Pat, in the upcoming elections for assembly seats, the big battleground contest seems to be Assembly District 31 in Sparks, where you have an incumbent Democrat, Skip Daly, and you're running a first-time candidate against him, David Espinoza. Now, because of the redistricting, this district has a 4 percentage point advantage in voter registration for Republicans. But as you know, Skip Daly can really bring it in terms of union money and hard work on the campaign trail. How is this going? How are you going to beat him?
It's never easy to unseat an incumbent, but in that particular race, we've got a very bright fellow, an IGT or a software engineer for mm-hmm. IGT, one of the manufacturing industries in our state, a bright fellow who's going to work hard. And I think there'll be an interesting contrast between a very pro-union person and a very pro-business person. It's going to be an interesting campaign, and that's only one of the battlegrounds. I have to tell you, in Las Vegas, we have a number of great candidates, and we expect the challenge in a number of incumbent seats, as well as a number of open seats down there. So we see the numbers in the assembly definitely growing this year.
How many Republicans can you get in the assembly?
Well, we have 16 right now, but we actually lost a seat when Goycochea's moved south. So we started around 16, assuming we pick up one of those open ones. I could see us realistically getting to 18, 19, and in a perfect world, even beyond. I'd rather under-promise and over-perform. In the end, it depends on the candidates and probably the presidential. In Nevada, quite possibly a Romney at the top of the ticket would help some of our candidates in southern Nevada especially.
And that's where I have to leave it. Thank you so much. Please come back soon. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
It's the Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event. And friends, it's huge. For limited time, buy one and get one half off. Buy a reclining sofa, get the reclining love seat half off. Buy a luxurious five-piece pub high dining room, get the matching server half off. Buy a dresser and mirror, get the bed half off. Or get up to 5 years no interest financing. It's the big event. And an event this big is just too big to miss. This week only and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. The number one name in furniture.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, and I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Elisa Cafferata is here, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. Well, let's start out with you, Ray, because you were on this press conference with Barbara Vukanovich. By the way, we're taping this on the 1st of February, so put it in a time context. She kind of lashed out at Newt Gingrich.
Well, she did. She said that when she was in Congress with Newt, that he was cocky and arrogant and erratic and... You know, what else can you say? I mean, she kind of...
The perfect really... presidential candidate with Vice President Sharon Angle.
Elisa, she's your grandma. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, she shared some of her stories of serving with Newt Gingrich when he was the speaker. And, you know, on the upside, he had a vision. He had the contract with America. And some pieces of it did not... I mean, most of it went through, but some pieces did not go through. But I think he's going to be in trouble. I think all the Republicans are going to be in trouble because Newt went into Florida with a big lead and then dropped 12 points with women voters. And so if the Republicans continue their war on women's health, I think they're going to be in big trouble in every state.
You know what I would like to say about your grandmother is that she's 90 years old, mm-hmm. but when she speaks, everybody listens. So people have to understand that she's the matriarch of the GOP in Nevada, and when she talks, people really take to heart what she has to say.
Interesting, the amount of money that's not being spent in Nevada. We have Mitt Romney, who's spending some money. The Gingrich campaign, neither the actual campaign nor the super PAC has spent a dime in Nevada. And here we are on Wednesday, and the caucus is on Saturday. Ron Paul is even spending money, not as much as Romney. Is the idea here that they really don't care about Nevada and they're moving off towards Arizona?
That tells me that they've got polling that they're not revealing that shows it's already a done deal and Romney's going to walk with it. That candidates cannot help but to reveal their strategy. It's out on the street every day. And if they're not putting a lot of resources into this, Nevada is just a minor flea on the elephant's butt.
What do you think, Ray, in terms of us being pushed back to fifth? I mean, is this really showing that Nevada, in terms of the Republican caucus, is just not relevant?
Well, in a way it does, Sam. I think that fifth place in Nevada is about where we should be on this GOP caucus primary schedule. Florida was such a huge victory for Mitt Romney. That was the biggest state of all these other states in the early process. Some of these states in the early process, like New Hampshire, 12 delegates, that's what a pipsqueak state that is, and that's one of the top states. I just see Romney, this is Romney's state, and that's why people aren't spending here.
Well, there's that. But unfortunately, to get fifth in the lineup means that Western values and Western issues are not playing a role in the presidential campaign. And that was one of the reasons that it was so important for us to move up in the calendar, because it's all East Coast issues. Not that those voters aren't just as important, but this is our chance to raise our issues, which are very distinct. The federal lands issue we were talking about earlier. So we really lost out on that.
An Eastern bias of Republicans, perhaps.
Well, Nevadans are getting wise to what Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich are. I've written a couple of columns in the Sparks Tribune lately about stuff not generally known about them. Newt and your grandmother, Barbara Vukanovich, to her credit, was not a co-sponsor of this damn thing. H.R. 4079 in Newt's early years in Congress, we had a demonstration against Newt at UNR in 1990 when you and I were on talk radio together, Sam. Newt sponsored a bill to suspend the Constitution, declare martial law, open concentration camps. He anticipated Guantanamo by over 10 years. And true conservatives find the suspension of the Constitution and habeas corpus rather distasteful. Ron, one-third of Republicans are union members. Some of them are finding out what a union buster Ron Paul is. That leaves Newt Gingrich as the only man, leaves Mitt Romney as the only man standing, and probably one of the reasons why Romney is going to walk in Nevada.
You're going to bag on Newt for something that happened 22 years ago? That's kind of ancient history.
If it's good enough for Romney, it's good enough for me.
All right.
Listening to Pat Hickey, it sounded like we've got a different kind of leader in the assembly.
Mm-hmm. I was very...
He wants to choose a new speaker, apparently.
I don't know that the stars will align that the Republicans will have a vote in the assembly as speaker, but it would be really nice to see. And we saw Pat Hickey in the last session really do a lot of work, reaching across the aisle, holding events where people came and talked about the issues. I don't know, you know, if he'll be able to really put deals together given the numbers on the assembly side. And I don't know that the numbers align to have the state Senate switch as much as he's saying, but it would be very refreshing to see somebody working on solving problems rather than working on, you know, making bumper stickers.
Marilyn Kirkpatrick as Speaker of the Assembly is a fascinating idea.
Because, in 10 seconds?
Because Marilyn Kirkpatrick takes guff from no one.
But she listens to everyone.
Yeah, I like Marilyn Kirkpatrick as a politician and a leader. I think she's damned impressive.
When I interviewed her, I did research prior to the interview, and I was surprised how many conservatives spoke very highly of her and her work in the legislature. And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
While Nevada families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And I offered advice, and my advice is a historian.
An historian? Really? Sanctioned for ethics violations, Gingrich resigned from Congress in disgrace and then cashed in as a D.C. insider. If Newt wins, this guy would be very happy.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Birth control. It helps millions plan our families. But for thousands of women, it's meant more. Preventing ovarian cancer and the pain and infertility of endometriosis. President Obama and Secretary Sebelius stood strong to make sure all women, no matter where they work, will have access to birth control without a copay, saving them hundreds of dollars. Thank President Obama and Secretary Sebelius. Tell them to keep protecting the birth control women count on. Planned Parenthood Action Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Jay Palmer. He's the president of American Strategies, Inc.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.